So health care during COVID, there was a lot of volatile communities. There was a lot of impact during then when production activity stopped, but post that it has come back, and boom, pollution, etc., have gone back to pre-pandemic levels. So, for example, one of the enterprises which has where COVID has been a large contributor in terms of pushing the entrepreneur, and in the as a result, this enterprise leading to a creation which helps the community, the people, and the planet is this enterprise, which is Karuna, which is the quilt movement, where this lady, during the who was getting people, employing people, local people, to make quilts out of scrap, out of spare scrap, reuse, save the planet, repurpose. And during the pandemic, all the more she observed that, unsung heroes, everyday unsung heroes, like your watchmen, your drivers, your various other people who were in a far worse position than those of us, at least who were in the who had a lot more resources. She wanted to give back to them, provide for them, and especially a lot of them were like just stranded during those times, because the pandemic and the lockdown and everything hit so suddenly. So she, her Karuna movement, where she makes these quilts by employing these local people, and quilts from repurposed, recycled material, that whole thing got magnified even more. And she had a target that by, 15th August 2021, which was right in the middle of the pandemic, she wanted to have created 1,000 such quilts and given them away to needy people. Now, with that, you can imagine how much is being recycled, how much is being reused, and how many people are benefiting. And also 15th August 2021 being, 75 years since our independence. So on that occasion, she did manage to make these 1,000 quilts. She met her target, and, obviously it's something which is helping people and the planet. Also, what she's doing to expand the scale of seeing the success post-COVID, to expand the scale of other people who can benefit from this and contribute to people and planet movement. She started a YouTube channel, the first Hindi YouTube channel, to give lessons and trainings and counseling on how to make these quilts, so that more and more people can learn, and with Hindi, more people will absorb it and connect to the language, and through the YouTube channel, train people on making these quilts at home, and expanding and scaling the enterprise even further. So, highly innovative way of benefiting people, benefiting the planet, something positive which came out of the adversity of the pandemic. There is community, there is innovation across, as we have discussed, when it comes to recycling. Continue, Karungi, okay? When it comes to recycling, then we have projects like the Goonj, which is helping the planet, which is repurposing used materials. Some of the international innovations that I want to talk about, there is Heliogen, which uses artificial intelligence to capture more sunlight in an effective manner, so that solar power is being, higher amount of solar power is being harnessed versus your fossil fuels and the carbon, leaving a carbon footprint, an alternate to those forms of fuels. Then you have, we've all heard of Marks and Spencer, we are familiar with them. Marks and Spencer in UK tied up with Infarm and created crop, growth of crops in-house, in stores. So what is that achieving? That you are reducing the carbon emissions in the in the environment. So a very interesting project that they came up with. And obviously, given the financial status of Marks and Spencer, is something which can have a much much higher scalability. Likewise, you have an innovation, you know, affecting the planet and the animal world called Wildtrak. So when we were talking about a non-invasive way of tracking malnutrition through the paper band, through the armband, then likewise you have a non-invasive way of tracking wildlife and especially endangered species through a innovation which is Wildtrak, through which you can monitor based on the certain pivotal points in the footprints. You know, you can monitor different species and know more about them rather than, you know, putting chips or various other things. So there are so many of these elements which are where innovation is really impacting your communities and impacting your planet. We have spoken about the World Economic Forum. I gave the case study of Seva in a previous chapter and also their specifics to their projects in the Kutch area. So much innovation across communities. Let's talk about Ajivika Bureau, which works with my migrant workers. And these migrant workers, remember, are the unprotected labor force, the marginalized communities. And even within this, the seasonal workers and the circular workers who are not migrant workers throughout the year, for them, there's a lot of work being done in terms of emergency assistance, healthcare, etc., across parts of Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Gujarat. If you remember the COVID time, during COVID, we saw the mass exodus of migrant workers back to their towns and villages because, you know, there was no employment to be had in the big cities, and they had no way to sustain themselves in terms of a roof over their head or, you know, food or various other things. And you saw what the horrible scenes of how the poor migrants were walking back with the lack of transport, you know, walking back hundreds and thousands of miles, and the overcrowding on buses and various things. So having bureaus taking cognizance of the issues faced by these migrant workers, not just in terms of not just in times of crisis, but in a regular, on a regular basis, definitely helps these communities in a very, very impactful manner. As a result, entities like Ajivika Bureau have caught the attention of larger, patrons like Angel One, like Thermax, like Bajaj, who have become, mentors and funders to these project. So again, what I was saying earlier, that if you have an innovative idea which is very path-breaking, which is unique, then it is that much more easier to get a buy-in from investors, because then in that case, you're not simply replicating something that worked elsewhere, but you're bringing in innovative, unique thinking, which other people will endorse you for and help you with, because that definitely the support coming in from, Angel One, etc., would help Ajivika focus on their non-commercial agenda of benefiting the migrant laborers in various forms, and also in terms of scalability, because they can have a lot more flexibility when the funding is taken care of, funding, training, etc. is taken care of. Then they can have a lot more focus of their energy, time, thinking, reach to actually do good at the final beneficiary point of view, point of impact. I mentioned about the Karuna quilt movement. Also now people-less protests, we often see how ugly those things become. Then in times of COVID, etc., there is a there is an issue with people gathering together. So now people-less project, protests, creating a way for people to voice, collectively about issues that they are facing, is a very good way of still ensuring that in the face of challenges, where there are restrictions, etc., people can still continue to collectively stand by causes they truly believe in. Going and talking about various innovations, we have spoken about a lot of employment-based innovations like, or work-based innovations like LimeAid. Likewise, there are a lot of other education and youth engagement innovations like Develop for Good, like Farm Link project. And a lot of them, you will see, are also targeting the youth, because youth can not only become beneficiaries, youth can also then become the influencers themselves, can also become the entrepreneurs themselves. Again, after speaking about, India and the innovative enterprises here, let's again move overseas and see how socially impactful enterprises are coming up with the most innovative ideas. Because again, social enterprise is global. It is Eastern, Western, Northern, Southern. So it's not like certain parts of the globe are more relevant to social enterprise. So we are all familiar with, how we, when we indulge in consumerism, and especially the young population who have to have the latest gadget, the youth engagement, which they are, put through, they have to have, there's so much peer pressure, the engagement that the companies, indulge in, ensures that the peer pressure on them is so much that they have to have the latest gadgets and the latest, products. You can imagine the kind of wastage that is happening, because they are constantly upgrading to newer versions. The old ones are being junked, going into landfills, all of those things. And also from a costing point of view, it becomes a lot. And very often when we buy these products, we know that you cannot repair them or replace parts. Chances are that you will have to, buy a newer version. Very often when you go with for a phone repair, a mobile phone repair or a gadget repair, you are told, oh, this model has been discontinued and you can no longer buy a spare part. So you will have to buy this other model. So instead of just getting something repaired or a part replaced, you're having to invest in a whole new product. And software upgrades, lack of compatibility. So, you have to constantly keep upgrading. Products are designed in a way so that repairs are not easy to conduct. Replacements are not easy. You have to essentially buy new and upgrade. So there is this site called iFixit, which completely disagrees with this not being able to replace, not being able to repair, not being able to get spare parts, making it difficult. Even if you have a way to repair, the manuals being very inaccessible, or making it very difficult for you to continue using your existing product and leaving you with no choice but to buy a new one. So iFixit has a lot of online guides in terms of how you can fix various gadgets across brands, across products. They have on their site easy to understand functional manuals, various other forms of education, which can help you to do replacements, DIY replacements, repairs on your own. They have, the last I checked, they had more than 54,000 manuals on their site for various products, repairs, replacements, etc. Now, they have also, because obviously those brands don't want, this kind of loss of revenue, because people repaired and replaced on their own and didn't go in for a new product. And also there are other confidentiality issues. So they have sent N number of legal notices to iFixit to take off those guides or remove those manuals or remove various information But iFixit is, you know, they are fairly immune to those, and their attitude is that we are not going to give in to this. If there is a way for us to help people make the elongate the life of their gadgets and products, we will give them that help and that assistance. And they are continuing to, share information. So again, I mean, this is not necessarily, you know, on the right side of all the regulation, because, you know, there may be confidentiality breaches, etc. But ethically, they are trying to help communities and people not have to constantly, shell out money and to kind of make the most of their purchases. Then again, we have globally, the W Group of Hotels has come up with a very novel tie-up and innovation, which gives you an idea of collaborative innovation, where they have tied up with Rent a Runway, where people who are staying at their hotels can have, through Rent a Runway, which, you know, rents out good quality clothing, guests in hotels can call for clothes from Rent a Runway and have them directly delivered to their doors, hotel rooms. Now, because of this, if they are renting clothes, wherever they are traveling, if they're renting clothes, then they are packing less clothes, right? So when they are packing less clothes, they are traveling with less baggage. When they are traveling with less baggage, there is less baggage weight which is going on to planes, which is leading to lesser emissions and pollution and lesser fuel usage, and reducing your carbon footprint. So you see the whole cycle in terms of helping people right from their baggage prices that they have to pay, the excess baggage, etc., convenience, various other things, an innovative idea. Now, obviously, something like this in India may not be a huge success, because in India, psychologically, we do not subscribe to wearing second-hand clothes, to, you know, renting clothes, rather. Let me not call them second-hand, but to renting, clothes for regular wear. It's a different thing if it's like a costume themed event. But we don't typically like to rent. We have a mental block with that. So obviously, culturally, a project like that would not work in India. Analysis by W Hotels, if it was to ever be done, would show that the Indian culture is not very conducive to it. But clearly, the parts of the world where they are running this innovation with all these linkages involved, right, from environment point of view, costing point of view, convenience point of view, there it is. There is a certain feasibility where this innovation, innovative thinking can bring about something positive for the environment and for the travelers. Now, of course, we have seen when I was talking about, in a previous chapter also, when I was talking about, the PESTEL analysis, we have seen how elements like Amazon are impacted by this 10-minute delivery requirement. So food delivery is one of the fastest growing verticals. A lot of innovation has happened when it comes to food delivery. We know how people are, how demanding people are in terms of turnaround times when it comes to deliveries, and how that is causing a disruption even for large organizations like Amazon. Now, coming back to certain environmental innovations globally, McDonald's and the Ford, Ford and McDonald's have come up with an very interesting innovation where they are trying to use coffee grounds to create car parts. Now, of course, this would go through a lot of testing. This would go through a lot of, research, analysis, all of that. But if they are implemented as mass use, then these are lightweight. These are more, carbon efficient. So there are a lot of these innovations happening all over the world. Dendra, which is a UK-based social enterprise, they have come up with a very interesting way to plant trees. So, you know, when we go on, when anyone goes on tree planting missions, you know, physically you go and, you know, plant the seeds and all of that. They are using dendras, using drones. Through drones, they are able to treat, tree seeds planted 150 times faster than, you know, regular tree planting. They have biodegradable pods in these drones, which are shot, in the target areas, and these trees are planted. So again, a very something which can have massive scalability. They are extremely ambitious in terms of the number of millions and billions of trees they want to be planting through this endeavor, which can only benefit the environment very, very significantly. Wrangler 2, Wrangler, which we know, Wrangler Jeans, which is a very popular brand of jeans. Wrangler 2 is contributing through its enterprise, social enterprise innovative idea, where they are dyeing jeans with foam. They are using foam to dye their jeans, there are studies which show that foam uses less water to complete the dyeing process. So obviously water conservation is happening through this project. So again, a very innovative way of thinking, which can also, when these big brands carry out these innovative enterprises, then also that demonstrates to other smaller parties, smaller startups, that innovation is very possible. It's doable. There are larger parties who are interested. Let's tap into them. Let's reach out to them with our ideas. The idea that we thought was impossible does not seem impossible anymore. So there's a very strong influencing factor which comes in with your innovation when it is backed by the larger enterprises as well, because that becomes sets a benchmark. There is more awareness, and people look up, a lot of times people look up to these larger enterprises for inspiration and as role models. So that can really, really help the social entrepreneurs. Again, from an environmental point of view, from a people convenience point of view, JD.com came up with a very unique way to handle waste management in China. They came up with this app where, in Mumbai also, and in parts of the country, or in the last few years, we've seen a lot of projects and a lot of instructions from BMC, etc., to segregate your dry and wet waste, in terms of then how they will be disposed of and go into landfills, etc. And we are still trying to, do that. A lot of times there's confusion. Is this wet waste? Why, is it dry waste? How am I supposed to segregate it? So through this JD.com app, people can basically take their, click a photo of their waste and upload it. And they will, the app will get back and tell you what it is classified as, and then accordingly, you can segregate your waste. So there are so many innovations which are there helping the planet. Selco, which we had spoken about a lot in the Indian context, where they invest heavily in energy efficient solar energy provisions, they are clearly taking on this enterprise to not only make energy cost efficient, but also a replacement, an alternate to fossil fuel, which can really benefit the planet in a very, very major way. So there are so many innovations, as we are seeing, across themes, whether it is technology, whether it is employment, whether it is travel related, whether it's economic related, collaboration related, where it is really uniqueness which is at the core, but uniqueness also well thought out, researched, implemented. And then we are seeing how buy-ins from all stakeholders are happening in these innovations. The list of innovations that, you know, came up during pandemic domestically, globally, we are still, so many of them were so successful that even post pandemic, where the physical interaction part has been enabled again, there is no issue, health issue with that, with one-on-one interaction or with group interaction, physical in-person interaction. Yet those have been so successful that they have been, those practices are continuing post-pandemic. So many innovations happened during this dark time. So there was a silver lining where ideas kept on coming up. There was possibly a higher consciousness that people need to give back to society, need to give back to the planet, and especially in a dark time where people were seeing so many suffer during the pandemic, that appealed to one's conscience to give back and to have social enterprises be very, very, active with their ideation was very strong during that time, which brings me to the, one of the last ideas I want to, innovative ideas that I want to mention before winding up this chapter is on innovative management services. They have come up with an idea submission box, which makes it very, very effective and easy for ideas to be submitted. Innovative ideas to be submitted, and then after evaluation, seeing they also help and assist these entrepreneurs who have provided these ideas with creating a structured framework, with taking the idea through the various stages from ideation to launch. So they are in a way really promoting and harnessing innovation. Because a lot of times innovators hold back with this, hold back because of the lack of someone to value their idea, the lack of someone to support their idea. So entities like this and collaborations can really help to give that morale boost, which can fuel more and more innovative ideas. So that's a little bit about innovation. As we continue to discuss various chapters, the startups in India, as far as social enterprise is concerned, the people who have been pioneers and globally considered leaders and role models, how all of them have had innovation at the core of their thinking to create positive social impact. Thank you.